After our afternoon service today, things happened in our city that made it feel different than it did before our first Ash Wednesday service. As I reflected on that, I wondered if I needed to change what I said, but I think that Ash Wednesday and the words we say and the scriptures we read hold the weight of what we might need this evening. So I will share with you what I had prepared. I am a boy mom. Many of you know that. I suspect that parents of all children, regardless of gender, can relate to what I'm about to say. But in my particular experience of raising boys for 12 years, I've found that when I pick them up from school or wherever they are, or when they arrive home, I can tell what kind of day it was before they say a word. At every age along the way, the dirtier they are, the better the day. Clothes streaked with mud, dirt caked under the fingernails and smudged on the nose, mulch still stuck in the hair, shoes muddied and brown, those are the best of days, even still at 8 and 12. When my youngest was littler, I have distinct memories of him pronouncing loudly when I'd pick him up from school, "Mama, I digged in the dirt." And there was no greater joy known to humankind. There's something almost hardwired into children to stoop down and touch the ground, to poke their fingers into the soil, to dig up rocks and worms and treasures buried beneath the surface of the earth. Maybe it's because they are vertically closer to it. Maybe they have a truer human sense of the messiness of the ground being the very substance from which life has come. Maybe they're not afraid of it yet. Whatever the reason, somehow the older we get, the less enamored we become with the dirt. We lose interest. We don't like the mess. We'd rather keep our appearances tidy. Which is why I love this day. It's why we need it every year. We need a day when business owners and teachers, government employees and stay-at-home parents, mechanics and accountants, children and retirees alike walk around in the world with a big, dirty smudge right in the middle of their foreheads. It's a day we remind ourselves of the dirt. We let it be messy for a minute. Because as much as we may try to outgrow the dirt or gain mastery over it or keep the mess hidden and out of sight, the reality is that the children have it right. Life is the mess. Living is digging in the dirt. As grown-ups, we see that truth through a more sobering lens, but that doesn't make it untrue. We live in the mess of a culture of greed. We live in the mess of systemic injustice against black and brown people. We live in the mess of a widening gap between rich and poor. We live in the mess of genocide in Israel, Palestine, and wars raging on nearly every continent. We live in the mess of toxic public discourse. We live in the mess of a planet struggling to sustain us. We live in the mess of the events of today in our own city, a day of celebration turned to tragedy with more senseless gun violence. We live in the mess personally of anxiety and depression and loneliness. We live in the mess of hatred because of who and how we love. We live in the mess of sickness and pain and grief and sadness. The mess of apathy and exhaustion, fear, violence, broken hearts, and tortured spirits. We live in the mess. There's no hiding from it. Even when we try, the mess is just real. So today, we acknowledge the mess. We put it on our bodies for everyone to see. It might be one of the most true and honest things we do. But the thing is, the dust and ash that we put on our foreheads isn't just a smudge, unless I mess it up, which sometimes happens. Some of you might get a Rorschach ash or the occasional Harry Potter lightning bolt if you move too much. But just hold still And if our hands are not shaky, you'll at least get some semblance of a symbol that matters deeply to us. You'll get an ash in the form of a cross. This shape matters. Because while the ash reminds us that we are in the mess, right in the thick of the mess of life, the cross reminds it that we are in it in a very particular way, a way that is marked by Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is a passage traditionally assigned to be read on Ash Wednesday in churches throughout the world. The writer Paul begins this passage by reminding us just what it means for us to be marked by Jesus. It makes a difference in how we live in the world. He writes, "So then, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a part of the new creation. The old things have gone away, and look, new things have arrived. All of these new things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and who gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors who represent Christ. God is negotiating with you through us. We beg you, as Christ's representatives, be reconciled to God." We are ambassadors, he says. Ambassadors are interesting kinds of people, I've always thought. They are people who are charged with embodying the values, the interests, the cultures of certain groups of people, who are then sent into vastly different places and ways of life. They stand for one thing while living fully immersed in another. And here, Paul says that we are ambassadors who represent Christ. We embody the hope and hold fast to the new creation that exists in him, and at the same time, we live fully immersed in the mess of this life, this creation. And he doesn't shy away from describing what that mess is like. He goes on, picking up in chapter 6. "We commend ourselves as ministers of God in every way. We did this with our great endurance through problems, disasters, and stressful situations. We went through beatings, imprisonments, and riots. We experienced hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger. We displayed purity, knowledge, patience, and generosity. We served with the Holy Spirit, genuine love, telling the truth, and God's power. We carried the weapons of righteousness in our right hand and our left hand. We were treated with honor and dishonor, with verbal abuse and good evaluation. We were seen as both fake and real, as unknown and well-known, as dying, and look, we are alive. We were seen as punished, but not killed, as going through pain, but always happy, as poor, but making many rich, and as having nothing, but owning everything." As I read this, the words just started to pile up on top of each other. His lists are almost overwhelming. So I sorted them out. First, I pulled out all the negative words, the ones that point to the mess and the struggle of what it's like to live in this world. Words like problems, disasters, you can see them here on the screen, sleepless nights, dishonor, fake, unknown, punished, having nothing, dying. This is what it feels like much of the time. This is the truth we can't avoid or pretend doesn't exist. We know this list, and we know it well. Except that at the same time, he also starts a list of how the ambassadors enter into that cloud, the ways that they live differently, even in the midst of suffering and struggle. So I pulled out all those words. You can see them here. Things like knowledge, patience, generosity, telling the truth, love, God's power, real, happy, alive. We know those words too. These are the words of God doing new things in our hearts, in our lives, in the world. And because we follow Christ, we carry these words within us no matter where we go. So as I tried to pull apart these lists of words to make sense out of them, I realized they cannot be separated for us. The challenges and messiness of life aren't going anywhere. And yet, we are equipped and sent out to be immersed in the mess in a way that changes the reality for everyone else who's stuck in it. We're ambassadors of God's promise of new life, that the world can be a different way. We enter into suffering, yes, but we enter in with genuine love. We encounter problems and pain and disaster, yes, but we show up telling the truth, walking with patience, acting generously. We experience violence in our world even today, but we respond with care and love. We respond seeking justice that restores community. We don't pick one set of these words over the other. Really, the image of Ash Wednesday, the image of every day of our human life, fully embraced, looks something more like this. It's all the words together. It's really quite a beautiful mess. Today, and in this season ahead, we dig down into the dirt. We acknowledge and grieve the messiness of mortal life, and we look around and we see one another there. We find solidarity in our struggles. We find beauty in our shared blemishes. But then we keep digging, not caring how messy we get. We smudge it on our faces and cake it under our fingernails. Some of it gets on our clothes, but the mess no longer bothers us so much because we remember that we carry within us the words of new life, the promise of God's goodness, the mark of God's unending love. And we remember that even though the dirt is messy, it is also the place where new things begin to grow. Maybe that's why children love to play in the dirt. If that's where God brought forth the first creation, they must know that it's out of the mess that God will bring the new creation to. Amen.